The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing the all-new RAV4 Hybrid. 208 combined horsepower and standard all-wheel drive make it the most powerful RAV4. Plus, with its head-turning style and breakaway speed, it's bound to change the way you think of a hybrid. The all-new RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota. Let's go places. Horsepower. Ratings achieved using the required premium unleaded gasoline with an octane rating of 91 or higher. Premium fuel is not used. Performance will decrease.
My brothers and sisters, we've all turned up the radio to hear Brother Jimmy. Jimmy Lakey. From coast to coast and shore to shore. Now raise your voice.
Oh, let us all, Jimmy Lakey, get out of bed, Jimmy Lakey, raise your voice, Jimmy Lakey, Lakey, hey, can't live without it, with Jimmy Lakey, Jimmy Lakey.
600 KCOL.
All right, we're live. Welcome back in, final hour of the show. This is broadcast is happening on Thursday, June the 6th, the year of our Lord 2019. If you're listening somewhere in the future on a podcast, hello from the past. That's kind of weirded out like that. Think that one through. If you're listening in the future, hello from yesterday or the day before yesterday. Nice to have you here and glad to have you here for this final hour. It's going to be an interesting hour. I've teased this all morning. Chronic disease is something we're going to be talking about here, and a breakthrough method that maybe you can roll back some of these chronic diseases. And I want to welcome in Dr. Gary Coyen into the studio with me. He sits across the desk from me. Dr. Coyen, how are you, sir?
Good. Good morning.
Good. You have a website, first of all, we'll point people to cruxpoint.com. People can go there. But I wanted people to, before they go, I wanted to listen to what we're going to talk about, because I was at your website, you and I met last week, and I was at your website. It had all these chronic diseases, and I told you, and Ron Rangelian's in the studio as well, and we'll get him in here in a moment. He works with you, but I saw these lists of chronic diseases, Dr. Gary, and I said, I didn't think of these as chronic diseases. I thought these were just things we had, but we don't think of some of these things as chronic diseases. There's a lot of them. I mean, eczema can be. Arthritis is one. I thought that's just something we all had, but you say it's a disease.
Right. They're actually disease patterns. Both eczema and rheumatoid arthritis are autoimmune diseases. And so we've gotten used to thinking of these as they just come with life.
It's a part of life. Grandma had it, I had it. I'm going to get old, I'm going to have this stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's bad luck of the draw. You know, it showed up in my body, and now I'm medicating to deal with it.
And that's what's fascinating, is I can remember my grandparents, and I'm sure you can remember your grandparents or parents. They just kind of pass this stuff down, and Uncle Arthur's coming to town. I got the arthritis. And then you see, we're in a day where we watch all these commercials on television telling us about this big pharmaceutical drug, this drug, this drug, this drug, and I'm like, but we still have the diseases. We still have all these things. We still have all these chronic things that you call chronic diseases. I don't think things are getting better.
No, getting worse. So we're seeing more and more onset of chronic disease, and at a lower and lower age, we're seeing disease now in our children that used to be seen only in adults, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, extreme levels of obesity. Yeah, you're right. It's getting worse. It's not getting better.
And why is it getting worse? We'd have to say we have more medical advancement, more technology, all this advancements in science that we have. Why is it getting worse in a country, in a culture, in a society, a civilization where you would think we'd be getting healthier?
Right. And we should be. That's what's so sad about the situation. We should be getting healthier, and we should be living longer health spans along with longer lifespans. Now, we've generated longer lifespans, but we haven't generated longer health spans. And so the problem we have, not only we got more of this going on at an earlier age, but now a person can end up with the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years of their life that they're involved in disease management. And so this is going backwards.
And we're going backwards. I think of what you're talking about, the last 10 years of life. People say, well, I may live longer, but I'll probably have dementia or Alzheimer's the last 5 or 6 years. We almost just accept that as the truth or as kind of the diagnosis. Is it really the diagnosis? Does it have to be that way?
No. So if you make it to age 90, 80% of the people at age 90 are disabled. That means that they've got some condition interfering with their normal execution of life. 45 to 50% have dementia. But when you do a brain scan on that 45 to 50%, you can't find actual physical harm in the brain on half of them. This stuff is largely preventable. So we don't want to be in our 70s, 80s, and 90s managing these diseases. And people go, well, I don't get it. I'm just stuck with it, aren't I?
Yeah, that's what they think. And then you watch all the whether it's arthritis or some medicine on television, those are going to treat the symptoms. But you're approaching this that rather than treating the symptoms of it, that's my computer, sorry about that. Rather than treating the symptoms of a chronic disease, you're coming at it, let's prevent or let's roll back the chronic disease.
Right. So if we understand, this is not to disparage medicine. So I want to make that clear on the front end. But most of medicine, you want to think of it as a body shop. It's a repair shop. So if you get broken enough, you end up needing medical. You need pharmaceutical. So that system provides pills, poisons, procedures, tests, labs, and diagnostic tools. And then it's largely a pills, procedures, and poisons. People with poisons.
Poisons, yeah. I was
gonna chemotherapy, say. Antibiotics. These are poisons. So there's very little in modern medicine that's preventive. You have vaccines. That's preventive. Statin drug for heart disease, that is not preventive. You're involved in a pharmaceutical treatment. Now, what people don't understand is how are we generating all this disease? And so CDC, anybody doing the research, roughly 75% of the diseases that people are experiencing are preventable.
Wow, 75% of the diseases. And yeah. We'll go through some of these diseases. And we're talking from cancer, arthritis, heart disease, high blood pressure.
Exactly.
I guess it was probably the big ones. Everybody either has dealt with those or knows someone.
Across the landscape.
75% preventable.
Exactly. So there are areas in the world where premature death from heart disease is 3-4%. In America, it's 33%. So 33% of Americans end up dying of heart disease. So what should our number be? It should be 3-4%.
So why is it not? What are we as Americans doing that those other people aren't doing or are doing or vice versa that we're dying at such high numbers of heart disease?
So you know, at some point we talk about how did we get here?
Yeah.
So this is a lead into that. But we're living lifestyles that generate disease. And it's now normal. So the normal condition in America, 50% of adults by age 50 are managing at least one or more chronic diseases. That means that they're in treatment. Now people think, oh, well, I'm doing fine. I'm taking my statin drug. I'm on my blood pressure medication. I'm taking a diuretic. And I'm doing okay. But we shouldn't be on any of those drugs.
Wow.
Because we shouldn't have those conditions going on.
Well, let's talk about how did we get here. Because the average American out there, we grew up, I eat low fat, doctor, I do this, or I don't drink sugary drinks, I drink a diet drink, or I'm gluten free, or I'm this, and we're still progressing down this road. So if we're doing all these things that we've been taught we should do because they're the right things to do to keep us healthy, we're still going the other way. How did we get here?
So here's a punchline that I think could be really valuable to your listeners. Material abundance has side effects. So we are, for the first time in human history, and this has all happened in 50 years, for the first time we are living in material abundance. We just went through the most severe recession since the Great Depression, and this was not like the Great
Not at all.
Not at all. I mean, you still couldn't get into a restaurant at 7 o'clock at night in Boulder on Tuesday unless you had a reservation. So this is not poverty like we once thought of it. So how is it the material wealth is producing so much bad side effect?
And let's take a break and let's come back and explore that, because I like the punchline. Material abundance has side effects, and our health is one of the side effects. You're listening to Dr. Gary Coy, and his website is cruxpoint.com. We'll talk more with him this entire hour. By the way, if you're suffering with one of these chronic diseases, you're welcome to call and ask a question of the good doctor, and we'll learn more about him and his background as well. I'm Jimmy Lakey. It's back here in just a moment on News Talk 600 KCOL. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Roughing It in Style. Have you been into the store? If not, why not? You hear me talk about them almost every day. It's Colorado's most unique furniture store, the Colorado Lifestyle, brought inside. 30,000 square foot showroom, endless wood furniture options, including natural live edge, bark on hickory, reclaimed barnwood. They can even rebuild your entire kitchen cabinetry with 100-year-old barnwood reclaimed from dairy farms across the Midwest. Everything there that you see, you can be bought as is, or they can customize it. 1,000 different fabrics, 400 styles of leather. And if you see the perfect table, but it's the wrong shape, the wrong size, don't worry. They'll talk to their builders and they'll redo one for you. Listen, it's a great store. It's really, I'm going to say it, inspirational. You'll get in there. Check out the coconut palm wood. That's my favorite of all the furniture. The coconut palm wood pieces, in my estimation, are just gorgeous. Reclaimed wine barrel. Even if you have a modern home, they can give you an accent piece that's really going to make this thing stand out. So whatever your decor style, they'll help you, and they have in-house professional designers ready to help you designing custom furniture or just decorate a room. Roughing It in Style, worth the drive from anywhere. I mean, anywhere. Drive in, fly in, bring your own U-Haul truck or whatever you got to do. 5816 South College Avenue in Fort Collins. That's right off US 287 between Fort Collins and Loveland. Get there, go see them, tell them Jimmy Lakey sent you. Roughingitinstyle.com is their website. Roughingitinstyle.com. And again, tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to stop by the store. Back in a moment. News Talk 600 KCOL.
Jimmy Lakey will be right back on 600 KCOL. News Talk 600 KCOL, where we only deliver real news.
All right, welcome back into the show. Jimmy is my name. I have Dr. Gary Coyen in the program. Gary, we'll give you a second to introduce yourself and kind of talk about your background. But you said something powerful as we were going into the break. Material abundance has consequences. Because I ask you the question, how did we get here that we keep having these chronic diseases? People are diabetic, they're pre-diabetic, they have cancer, Alzheimer's. We think it's just part of living it. Grandma had it, I have to have it. It's not getting better. It's really probably getting worse. Childhood obesity is on the rise. And how did we get here? And you said material abundance has consequences. Unpack that for me, sir.
Yep. So let me do a tiny backdrop to it. The way we used to die was infections, viruses. I mean, we have things that we don't even have to think about anymore. Polio, smallpox, things like that. Cholera, bad. So by cleaning up our environment, good sanitation, good water supply, good waste treatment, and a bunch of vaccines. So the amount of death that used to happen, we've solved for most of that. Now, what should come from that, of course, is a much longer lifespan and a much longer health span. So what did we do? We became materially abundant in our world, finally, after hundreds and hundreds, millions of years of evolution. The last 50 years, we've achieved a level of material abundance in this world. What are the side effects? What are the consequences of that? Think of the word labor-saving device. We can be sedentary all day long now.
Labor-saving device. That's the consequence of a material abundance.
Yeah, exactly. And so instead of, for example, even just running a screwdriver with your hand, we have a drill that's got a driver on it.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we're engaged in, say, making something or fixing something, I'm not running a handsaw like 60 years ago. You wanted to saw a board, you had a handsaw.
Yeah.
Everything now is motorized, battery-operated, electric, gasoline, lawnmower. It isn't a push-reel mower. You're riding on the thing. So if we go to all the labor-saving devices, where we've gotten to is everybody sitting in a chair all day long. In the corporate world where I worked for 35 years, you sit at your desk, you sit in your car, you sit on a plane, you sit in a meeting, you sit at your screen, and you don't move all day. Well, none of our systems work well when you're not moving. So whether it's the respiratory, the cardiovascular, the lymphatic, hormonal, these systems require movement in order for them to function well. So one thing we've done, one consequence is we don't have to work. We don't have to physically move. And people, you look around, you can see the effect of that. The other thing that happened is we're no longer simply buying whole food and preparing it at home. So we eating so much of our food now is prepared by a big food company, or we're in a restaurant, or it's in a snack machine, or it's out of a canteen, it's out of a fast food outlet or something like that. And the fact of the matter is, those kinds of foods are really destructive to our health. And it's hard for us to accept that, but they're very inflammatory in the body.
And I'm going to talk about inflammation because it ties into the food. But you mentioned, you and I were talking last week, and you were talking about you would think you go to McDonald's, you get an order of French fries. Maybe not the best health food choice, but we're in a hurry, you pick up some French fries, and you think it's going to be fried in some oil, it's going to be a potato, and add some salt on it, out the door it goes. Yeah. And that's not how we think that that's a simple food, and right or wrong, we're going to eat it anyway. You told me even there's an example. How many ingredients are in a McDonald's potato, French fry?
French fry, 19 ingredients.
So 19?
Yeah, 19. So you go, wait a minute, potato, salt, oil.
Yeah, that's what
and
you
hopefully
think.
Hopefully it's a good oil, and it should be a good potato. What else is in there? Well, there's colorings. There's how about this one? There's anti-foaming agents, as an example, because if you just keep using the hot oil over and over and over, it foams over the top. So you have to have something that keeps the oil from foaming over. So you're cooking your French fries in things like anti-foaming agents. And so you got 19 ingredients. That's just one example. And if you pick up, I remember picking up some years ago a Sara Lee bread product, and there was like 70 or 80 ingredients in it, where it's like, what? And half of it reads like a chemistry.
Chemistry experiment.
Yeah, like a chemistry experiment. So we're dumping stabilizers, colors, modifiers, emulsifiers, and preservatives, and our bodies didn't adapt with these strong chemicals. We have so many of them that we're consuming, we don't even know the effect of all of it. So the effects are small enough individually that we can go, oh, nothing's happening. The compound effect, if you look at people's lives, is we've got people getting really sick.
So years and years of being sedentary, not moving around, and ingesting food that you think I'm just eating potatoes and oil, but no, you're eating all sorts of chemicals year after year, decade after decade. Eventually, ends up causing, and it can be inflammation is a word you mentioned. Help us with that.
Yeah, these are very inflammatory. So if we say what really happened, which is what your question was, we live an inflammatory lifestyle. Inflammation drives all these diseases. So if you have chronic inflammation in your body, you're going to have digestive problems. You could have constipation, diarrhea, reflux. Oh, I have reflux. I'm going to get a proton pump inhibitor. Okay, well, that'll stop the reflux. Doubles your risk of total risk of mortality is doubled by taking a proton pump inhibitor.
And a proton pump inhibitor is those over-the-counter pills that we take?
Some are over-the-counter, and some are prescription because of the size of the dosage. What's interesting is that even low-dose PPIs do that doubling of the risk, what's called all-cause mortality.
And that's something you say is caused by inflammation. People thought, well, as I got older, I just can't eat spicy foods anymore. As I got older, I can't eat past 6 o'clock or I'm going to get the acid reflux going. And you say we got to rethink that. That's not necessarily true. That could be caused not because of age, but because of inflammation in your body.
Absolutely. And when people get older, what they start saying is, oh, I'm really stiff. Oh, I have pain in my joints. This, that. And we think of these as sort of normal consequences of aging. Untrue. I'm a 74-year-old man, And before I knew this, I had joint pain and stiffness, and I have today the most supple, pain-free body of my entire lifetime. And I've injured virtually every joint in my body from mountaineering, ski mountaineering, mountain biking. I've been involved in all kinds of extreme sports, and I'm all busted up. No, that's not how I am today at all. So the other punchline on this is people can take control of this, but they have to know how to do it.
And let's talk, let's get into that next half hour of the show. How do you take control of these chronic diseases? Dr. Gary Coyen is my guest. He has a website we can check out, cruxpoint.com. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. But we're going to do another half hour on this because as a 74-year-old man, he says, you can start rolling some of this back. So whether it's simple like the acid reflux or whether you think you're destined to have the dementia or the diabetes, whatever the case be, Dr. Gary Coyen is going to start talking about how do you start rolling these things back. We've talked about how we got here. Now let's talk about how we get away from there. It's Dr. Gary Coyen, my guest on News Talk 600 KCOL. Stick around. More to come. If you want to jump in, by the way, 866-888-5449.
Don't try to dig what we all say.
This is News Talk 600, KCOL.
Why, yes, it is, Big Voice Guy. It's News Talk 600, KCOL, and I am your lovable radio host, Jimmy Lakey. Nice to have you here. Don't forget this portion of the show and the entire show can be heard within a matter of hours. It'll be in the iHeartRadio app. You can find it. Just search for the podcast, The Lakey Effect, and you can listen to this hour or any hour of the show today or previous days looking up The Lakey Effect podcast on the iHeartRadio app, which is a free download to your smartphone device. Don't forget that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Western States Bank. You go to the bank. All of us have a bank somewhere, and sometimes you have a nice teller that you really like, but you know that the big decisions of that bank and the product that they offered are not made by that nice teller who lives in the community. It's made by some big organization out of the East Coast or West Coast, and they may be in your hometown, but they're not a hometown bank. I want to recommend that you contemplate Western States Bank. They're not the biggest community bank out there, but they do strive every day to be the best. They have 10 locations in Colorado, Nebraska, and in Wyoming. And whether you're a small business owner, you're a big business owner, you need a business loan, maybe you need a personal loan, maybe you just need a checking account, a savings account, maybe you need some help with some investing, all this stuff they can handle. They have all the amenities of the big box bank, but they're ingratiated inside the communities that they serve, and they make local decisions that best benefit the people in that community. Here's their website, wsb.bank, wsb.bank, Western States Bank. Make sure when you reach out to them, tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to be in touch. Again, 10 locations. Their online banking is right up there, top notch, with the greatest technology that's out there. WSB.BANK. Again, mention my name when you talk to him at Western States Bank. In the studio, I have Dr. Gary Coyen. Dr. Gary, real quick, give your background here before we get into this inflammation and how do we start rolling this back. Everybody, I keep calling you Dr. Gary Coyen. Your website's cruxpoint.com. What is your background, sir?
So I'm a PhD psychologist with a research background. It's what allowed me to learn as much as I've learned about the whole health arena. I was a university professor way back in the day. I left that professorship at the University of Oregon in 1979. And since then, the right word, I've been involved in helping individuals and businesses create breakthrough. So my quest in life has been, how can I help people transform themselves in their lives? How can I help businesses transform themselves into greater success? So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD doctor.
Yeah. Let's dive into this then. There's your background, and you can learn more about him at cruxpoint.com. We are talking about all these things. You mentioned inflammation. We hear that buzzword, inflammation. People say, I don't think I'm inflamed. I don't think I'm all swelled up. I looked in the mirror. When we say inflammation, what's inflamed?
You have reflux, you're inflamed. Your joints hurt, you're inflamed. You've got headaches, you're inflamed. I mean, the body copes with inflammation. Is a wonderful thing. You cut yourself, you have an acute condition, And the body's healing response goes to that site, and you have inflammation. Everything gets red and so on. Chronic inflammation, which is continuous aggravation of the structure and the functioning of the body, creates an inflammatory response that it's destructive. So even though the inflammation response in an acute condition is helpful, when we're driving inflammation in our bodies with, we didn't touch on two things. In addition to eating bad food and being sedentary, we in modern life we tend to be under-rested and overstressed. Both of those are extremely inflammatory effects in the body. And so if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel rested, that's inflammation that's causing that problem. So, and it's what makes all this modern disease happen. So where does it come from? How we live generates chronic inflammation, generates disease. And that gives us the clue to what do I do about this.
Well, you have that material abundance, even the sleeplessness. We haven't exerted ourselves a lot physically. We can't go to sleep. We're watching television, trying to wind our brain down a little bit, checking emails on the smartphone late at night. We sleep less, but we get less rest, and that can be very dangerous.
Right. People don't understand. It's at night that every cell in the body cleans itself up. The reason that we have to have sleep is because you got to take out the trash. The cellular debris that is built up from the day has to be cleaned up. That's mentally, emotionally, and physically. So you have to have that happening. When you wake up in a morning where you've not had enough sleep and you feel terrible, you don't feel good. What is causing that? What you have is the trash didn't get taken out.
Wow, that's an interesting metaphor.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how do we stop. We obviously, get more sleep. That would be a piece of advice. But how do we start rolling back? Somebody maybe, we'll talk to Ron in a second. He's pre-diabetic and diabetes ran in the family. He did some of the stuff you talk about and no longer is on the charts with diabetes. What is a listener out there? They say, you know what? I am inflamed. I didn't think of it that way. I thought it was just part of growing old, but I do have some inflammation. Where does somebody start? How do you start rolling this all back?
So let's start with this. If you're a listener, 90% of Americans today live with chronic inflammation that shouldn't be there. So this is a virtually universal thing. This is why so many people are ending up with manifesting these diseases. So if the diseases are being caused by these choices we make in life, that means we have control if we're willing to do the right thing. The question becomes, once a disease is manifest, you know, I'm pre-diabetic, I have metabolic syndrome, I've got
celiac or whatever.
Whatever in the world it might be, heart disease or such, can I unwind that? Can I actually? So my statement to listeners would be, you have any of these diseases or chronic conditions, the right way to think about it is to get rid of it.
And a lot of folks say, they say, I would love to get rid of it. I don't know what to do. And then they say, well, maybe my obesity. I want to lose weight. And then you watch, you got Nutrisystem, you got the keto diet, you got all these battling diets. And people hear all these messages on, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to live right, and maybe I'm going to roll back this disease. But where do you start? Because everybody seems to have a different message.
Yeah, so you have the diet wars going on, which are really silly, because you can be healthy on a diet all the way from vegan to ketogenic or paleo or Mediterranean, as long as you are doing certain things. You know, the most destructive thing in diet that we're doing is eating about 150 pounds of sugar a year. It's in everything. Second most destructive thing that we're doing is eating sugar-like substances. So bread, which everybody thinks of, oh, staff of life. Bread hits your bloodstream faster and more pronounced than table sugar does. So it will spike glucose and it will spike insulin response faster than eating a tablespoon of sugar. So we have, and there's so much bad information out there. Anybody who makes the effort to understand and make the changes is overwhelmed with the conflicting science, conflicting advice. Government has not been helpful. They led us down the pathway of a low-fat diet.
The old food pyramid was all wrong.
The food pyramid was upside down, roughly. And so you end up with things that are so problematic. The average person can't sort through it all.
Yeah.
How do you have time to?
Give us the thumbnail here before we take a break, then we'll come back and talk to Ron a little bit. The thumbnail is food pyramids upside down. Sugar is very, very bad. Get rid of the sugar.
Right.
You said sugar-like substances also.
Yep, and that it would be highly refined carbohydrates. So flour behaves like sugar in the body. And so you really want to be, it's very straightforward. If you're not eating a whole food diet, without all of the additives and so on, you're not eating a healthy diet. That's just, it's unfortunate that it's that way, but that's how it is. If you're not getting enough rest, you're generating disease. If you're running on too much stress, you've got elevated cortisol and you've got your endocrine system all upside down, neurotransmitters. So we have choices. We can learn how to be rested. We can learn how to manage our stress. We can fix the sedentary problem. We can fix the dietary problem. So that's the pathway. And the question again, you mean I can stop or reverse heart disease? Yes. You mean that I could, can I maybe reverse an autoimmune condition? Yes. Can I get in control of, and get myself out of the medical system and so on?
Stand by. Final segment coming up with Dr. Gary Coyen. CruxPoint.com is the website. We'll talk more about that, and also we'll bring in another person to the conversation next. News Talk 600 KCOL, Jimmy Lakey. Stick around.
All the news you need all the time. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, 600 KCOL.
Welcome back into the program. Let me spell the website, cruxpoint.com, CRUX point.com. Dr. Gary Coyen is my guest, talking about breakthroughs that you can have in your health. And so, Dr. Coyen, you say that you've got to start making some lifestyle changes, get the rest, and figure out the dietary. Is there kind of a rule of thumb on the diet that people should shoot for? Because we think we've got to have our piece of meat, we have to have our starch, we have to have our vegetable, and maybe a second help of the potatoes for our starch. What's one of the biggest quick changes people can make in their diet that could help start rolling some of this back? I mean, I know it's not simple, but steps right in the right direction.
Yeah. So there are things that you want to look at pulling out of your diet, and the sugar-like, refined carbohydrates. There's a great big category called the packaged and processed food. They're so loaded up. And so that is the grocery store. So when you get in the grocery store, 80% of what's in there is bad for your health. And so you have to bypass that. You're going to the whole vegetable and fruit section. You're going to the fresh meat section. You're going to fish. You're buying high-quality fat instead of eating junky stuff. So you're buying olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, things like that, and cooking with those. As you get better at this, you pay more and more attention to the quality, and you're really on a mission to keep the bad stuff out, is what you're doing.
So there's some theory here that the ketogenic or the low carb is probably a good step in the right direction for people.
Interesting. So it depends. So if somebody's overweight and diabetic, we're going to want to have them be on a ketogenic diet with intermittent fasting, because they can actually bring that under control. So if they're type 2 diabetic, that's a perfect diet for them. Here's an extreme example. People who have resistant depression, that's treatment-resistant depression, there's a huge amount of clinical data now showing people going on a pure carnivore diet and their depression clears. And so they're eating nothing but meat and fish and animal protein, and the depression goes away. So the thing that the answer to the question, what is the right diet? There's a lot of it depends. So there's a good diet that works for 80% of the people and gets 80% of the result.
Yeah.
And then you have to get into customized responding, and many people get stuck. You know,
I go through cruxpoint.com. You have a seminar that you're starting to do across the country regarding this, and people can learn more about that at cruxpoint.com. There's one coming to Colorado. But real quick, let's bring in Ron Rangelian. He was a client of yours and became so impressed with what you did that now he's working with the Cruxpoint organization to help take this kind of a health information on the road, if you will. Ron Rangelian's been sitting over there patiently listening to us. Hello, sir.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
Yeah, doing well. You have a fascinating story. I'll let you give a 60-second version of it. You start meeting with Dr. Coy, and you learn about his health breakthroughs, and you had some things that you were trying to work out in your own health, and it worked out well for you.
Yes, it did. First of all, both of my parents were type 2 diabetics. I have a younger brother who is a diabetic on 6 different medications, and I was diagnosed as a pre-diabetic. More fairly, I was probably a diabetic and was just in denial. And even though I was trying everything, trying to do what I thought was correct, I could not beat that disease.
And so what did you do? You meet Dr. Coyne. What was the thing that helped you beat that disease? For disclosure, I know Ron, and I knew the diet you were on, and we talked about weight loss a lot together, but you couldn't beat that disease. What changed?
Well, what changed? It's just like I use the metaphor, just because I have a bunch of ingredients doesn't mean I'm a great chef. I didn't know how to pull it together. I needed the coaching. I needed the knowledge. I needed the support, frankly, to pull it together so that I could clear that disease. And I'm happy to report I'm no longer a diabetic. I've lost almost 60 pounds. And more importantly, I've maintained that weight loss, which was really important for me.
What was the number one thing that changed in your lifestyle that maybe the number one or maybe number one and two if you have a tie in your head? The number one thing that changed to give you that breakthrough?
Well, for me, it was the correct diet for my chronic disease, which was diabetes. So it was more of a ketogenic diet. I did also improve my sleep by deploying a CPAP machine and no longer having apnea. Those were two things, but in addition, it was the coaching to pull it all together so that I got the result I wanted.
Real quick, I know that when you and I've talked off air about this. You also, to pull it all together, you knew it was going to be a commitment on your part, but you had to think of your why. Why do you want to do this, and what was your motivation?
It's really great. For me, I was very fortunate. My father actually died in his late 80s. And I did the math, and I figured out that for my children to enjoy their time with me at the same age that my father passed, I would have to make it to 95 years old. So for me, I wanted to have a full, productive, healthy life up until my mid-90s.
That's Ron Rangelian. He's now you're now working with Cruxpoint, helping these. By the way, Dr. Coyen, before we run short on time, you put all this information on your website, cruxpoint.com. You're going to start doing seminars all across the country with a great lineup. And if folks want more information on the seminar, it's an investment a few days, but it's really a breakthrough for your health. Employers are sending their employees there that really need some breakthroughs. There's a seminar coming up in Colorado. People can learn more about it at cruxpoint.com. Give us real quick, what's the point of this is so vital. You've obviously put it in seminar form.
Yeah, I think the nut of what we have to do for people is make it easier for them to sort through all the information, figure out what they need to do, support them in doing it. And so can we get that condensed into a very high-intensity format that really will transform their understanding and let them take charge?
If you want more information or you want to reach out to the good doctor, feel free to do so. The website is, again, cruxpoint.com. There's a lot of information. Believe me, you have been fascinated in the last couple of times I've met with Dr. Coyen about rolling back chronic disease. You don't have to live there. I guess the key is no matter how far advanced you are or where you're at in that health struggle, it's better to start today than to wait another week or so.
Yeah, we have people that have 4 stents, and the job that's needed is to is to stop and interrupt and reverse the forces that cause them to need forced stents. Otherwise, yeah, everything just keeps going.
CruxPoint.com for more information. And again, they're going to, Dr. Coyne will be at this upcoming event that you're welcome to check out. Registration is there. It's a couple of days, but it really is about a breakthrough and almost an intervention for somebody who's suffering from chronic disease. That's what it's about. CruxPoint.com. Thank you, Dr. Coyne. I appreciate your time. As we wrap up today's program, let me remind you about Rob Kittle and the Kittle team. Rob and his elite team are ready to help you sell your home. Anybody can put a sign in the yard, but not everybody's going to sell the house. Rob Kittle and his team are all about selling your home. This is why he is top rated, not just as Zillow, but the Wall Street Journal for Northern Colorado realtors. Whether you're in Boulder or Broomfield, whether you're in Greeley or Fort Collins or Firestone, it doesn't matter. Rob Kittle wants to sell your home. He and his team, again, have the most Zillow reviews. They're also ranked the top 200 nationally as far as real estate agents. He's the guy I would call if I was going to sell the Lakey estate today. Rob Kittle can even give you an instant cash offer if you want, and you can pick the closing date, or he'll use his accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Again, he's the guy I would call if I had to sell the Lakey estate today. Jennifer and Aaron wanted to sell a home in Fort Collins. They were blown away with his service, from the interior decorating to staging, all of that stuff Rob Kittle handled, and they sold it quickly for top dollar because Rob Kittle knows how to market a home. Here's his number, 970-682-3602, 970-682-3602.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.